Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the sweetness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Presidents Trump and Zelensky will speak by phone this hour as they try to come up with a ceasefire deal with Russia. Ukraine claims Russia attacked its energy infrastructure overnight, which Vladimir Putin had promised not to do during his call with Trump yesterday. CBS's Holly Williams met Olena Akuma, who is manning the air defense systems near Kyiv.
If Vladimir Putin says, yes, I agree to a ceasefire, but only if the U.S. stops supplying Ukraine with weapons, would that be okay with you?
No, she told us. How can we believe Putin when our head is in his mouth?
The Trump administration has until midday to tell a judge more about the plane loads of Venezuelans it deported over the weekend. The administration claims the flights were already out of U.S. airspace when the judge blocked those deportations. President Trump still wants that judge impeached. He told Fox,
"We're supposed to be getting them out or getting them brought to justice. We had a judge, I would call him a rogue judge."
CBS's Christopher Cruz reports the president has fired two Democratic members of the Federal Trade Commission.
The commissioners say their removals are illegal and they'll challenge the president's actions in court. The Republican chairman of the FTC said he believes the president has the authority to fire commissioners.
Correspondent Caitlin Huey-Burns is part of the CBS team going through the thousands of newly released documents related to the JFK assassination. She tells us so far there are no big revelations.
David Barrett, a professor of political science at Villanova University who studies the Kennedy presidency, says that while these files are not a smoking gun, they provide government transparency.
Maybe it will lessen the suspicion that the FBI or the CIA or some other government leader agency were involved in a plot to kill Kennedy.
CBS's Nancy Chen reports a new study is raising concerns about the safety of some baby formula.
Several formulas were found by Consumer Reports to have some harmful contaminants, landing them in the worst choice list. 8 were found to have exceeded their determined daily limits of inorganic arsenic, a known carcinogen.
Another new study finds most treatments for back pain don't work. Aidan Cashin is with Neuroscience Research Australia.
What we find that may be effective are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAIDs. And really, on average, they have around a 4 out of 100 reduction on pain.
He says the best treatments for back pain are exercise and rest. Stocks have opened higher. Dow's up 219. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council meeting last night was gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason, but quickly adjourned due to a lack of quorum.
We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
The meeting's agenda included items like funding, planning, and a potential veto override. However, not enough council members were present to proceed. A wind advisory will be in effect for the area tonight through tomorrow morning. Gusts of up to 45 miles an hour are expected. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. A police pursuit in Racine early this morning ended with two suspects in custody after a chase through town. The pursuit ended with spike strips near Bird and Becker. A male driver and a female passenger were reportedly arrested. Racine's Root River Parks have been added to Wisconsin's State Register of Historic Places. The parks, designed in the early 20th century, join other iconic structures on the list, like the Thomas P. Hardy House and the S.C. Johnson & Son Administration Building. The Oak Creek Common Council last night approved two ordinance changes, advancing plans for a potential Buc-ee's just north of the Racine County line. Despite opposition from nearby homeowners, the project is moving forward with another meeting scheduled for April. There's a potential opening in 2027 if approved. And WRJN will broadcast two state high school basketball tournament games featuring Racine teams this week. The Prairie School plays Bonduel in Division 4 tomorrow at 6. Park faces Cedarburg Friday at 1. It's their first state appearance in over 60 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arrived in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done. Now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a 14 two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy with rain, a few scattered thunderstorms, and becoming windy this afternoon. Our high today, 48. Tonight, rain will change to light snow. It'll be windy with some blowing snow, around an inch of accumulation possible. Our low, 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. she gets to saying goodbye. Sure thing twice, sure to do right by me. Jen led living with me was bringing a dime, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. Ah, she's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care.
Ticket to Ride. Again, we take another Beatles song, an album cut, and release a version of it that was released as a single by another group as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this afternoon at 1:45-ish WRJN.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
They all could
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and baseball. It's that time of the year again, and can you hardly wait? So,
Brewer Baseball is back. Spring training game Sunday at 3 o'clock. Heard here on WRJN. Brewers Baseball brought this year by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, and the Lanes on 20. The entire schedule, by the way, is posted on our website, WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It in Union Grove, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh beverages. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community carefully curated to fuel your day. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app, on the air or on demand. WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your
teddy bear.
Oh, let me be. Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've hit the 40 degree mark in Racine. Go spring.
Bye.
The Kinks,
On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the station with Stuart J. Waddles, who now has an update for you from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. All told, it lasted about 30 seconds. This was the entirety of the Racine City Council meeting last night, gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason.
Good evening, everyone. The hour of 6 o'clock having arrived on this 18th of March. It's now my honor to call to order the City of Racine Common Council meeting. We do have a number of absences and vacancies that exist for tonight. State law does require that two-thirds of a governing body must be present to have a quorum. We are at 6 out of 15. We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
There were big plans for the meeting, with an agenda that included funding, planning, and a possible override of a veto. It's not exactly clear why there were so many absences. The second district is vacant for the time being. The council needed a two-thirds majority to override the veto that dealt with who gets to appoint committee members, the mayor or the council president. A wind advisory kicks in tonight. It'll be in effect for the area through tomorrow morning. Gusts could hit up to 45 miles an hour. There's other weather to be aware of. We'll look at the latest in the forecast coming up. Pleasant Prairie's Plan Commission has given the green light to Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion plan. The project will add manufacturing and warehouse space to the existing facility they acquired in April of last year. The expansion is expected to create 750 new jobs in Kenosha County. The first of two big basketball games for Racine is at 6 tomorrow. WRJN will broadcast the two games featuring Racine's teams in the state high school basketball tournament. First up is the Prairie School. They take on Bonduelle in Division 4. On Friday, Park faces Cedarburg at 1. It's the first state appearance in over 60 years for the Panthers. The winners advance to the championship game on Saturday, which will also air on this station if the Racine teams get in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and some storms this afternoon with highs hitting 40. Winds become breezy tonight, prompting a wind advisory as they'll gust up to 50 miles per hour. As the rain flips to all snow this evening, it could create whiteout conditions with power outages possible. And snow accumulations could reach 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Notice them until I got this feeling.
to cry.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, and high school basketball Thursday and Friday, and we'll see about Saturday. Details coming up.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
Just about supper time, over by the courthouse.
But if you got a nickel, won't you lay your money down?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the mamas and papas. They're California dreaming. Me? I'm happy right where I am.
All the leaves are brown.
Whenever I see you smile at me, no one
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Listen, heads up, okay? If you like winning stuff from WRJN and want to win more, you can text to win, coming soon, but you're going to need the Civic Media app on your smartphone. If you don't already have it, now's the time to load it, get it ready, get it working, get it on your phone, and we'll tell you when you can call in to win. Nice stuff coming from WRJN.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 national parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
W-R-J-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
About a thing she saw.
Final news. Timeless hits. WRJN. Lead singer of this group, relatively unknown, Pat Upton. But he was close friends with Rick Nelson, so that counts for something. WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. So true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain.
bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you. I love you. I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Yesterday, a call between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Today, Mr. Trump's on the line with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. In fact, right now, filling him in on his conversation with Russia's leader about ending the war next door. We have gotten word of cooperation on one issue. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the Foreign Desk.
The defense ministry in Moscow has just announced that Russia and Ukraine have exchanged 372 soldiers in a prisoner swap brokered by the United Arab Emirates. It says Kyiv returned 175 Russian POWs and Moscow returned 175 Ukrainian POWs, as well as 22 seriously wounded Ukrainian prisoners in need, it said, of urgent medical assistance.
A UN official says an international staffer has been killed, five others injured, in a strike on a UN guest house in Gaza. The Israeli military, which has been carrying out waves of heavy airstrikes since yesterday, denies it targeted the compound. Jordan's King Abdullah spoke alongside French President Macron at a meeting in Paris.
Israel's attacks and its blockade of aid risk the lives of a severely vulnerable population.
Israel's defense ministers just announced evacuation of Palestinians from Gaza combat zone.